champions. For the first time in 50 years, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
They give to Mostert, has a hole on the left side of the 15,
inside the 10, and he'll walk into the end zone for the touchdown. And the route is on in the NFC Championship. From 4-12 to Super Bowl 54, the San Francisco 49ers are going to the Super Bowl 37-20.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Eric Edholm will be along at 10 with his NFL Yahoo Sports thoughts on the weekend. Midday Midway at 10:40. Rich Campbell at 11. We will be examining and dissecting sound and fury from the Cubs convention as well. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR. The Score. You email us at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text, a sext, do so. 67011 is that number. When you send one, we reply, and message and data rates may apply to that. We are on Twitter at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Happy King Day.
Happy King Day.
Happy King Day.
Yep. Always a good time to read a letter from a Birmingham jail.
It's my go-to as well.
And it's be reminded of some things.
Oh, yeah.
Just read it in its entirety. I always
good time for that.
I recommend doing that on this day. You can stream the Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page, and watch.
Hi.
Watch with your eyes.
Hello.
You can go to 670thescore.com or that radio.com app. Just a tap on the app. And we're right there in your face.
You can watch with other things. You don't have to just watch with your eyes. You can watch with your hands if you need to.
I didn't know that was possible.
You can. It's just, you know, it gets handsy and it's a little weird. Mm. And then there's more sexting during the show. But you can if you want to.
Our producers today in the EP chair is Jordan Malley. We've got Rick Camp on the board. And in the back, it is the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz, doing what he does. Yeah, that was an interesting Championship Sunday, man. And I usually come away. I usually sit here and I start this show by reminding you to figure it out, know what you know, and don't stop knowing it. But I don't know. I like what you said. What did you say? Styles make fights?
Styles make fights. That's kind of what's going against each other here. You have a high-flying passing offense in which the quarterback was also the leading rusher yesterday. Patrick Mahomes might actually be a superhero. He might actually be a founding member of the Avengers. He is something different all together. We're going to get to what it was like to watch him and what it made you think about. But there's that offense. Then there's the offense in San Francisco that is, I think, just as innovative, just as dynamic as the Kansas City Chiefs.
I like the idea that you can take out the concept of innovation being congruent only to passing, and you're allowing for the fact that what they do is interesting, it's unconventional, mm-hmm. and just because they run the ball doesn't mean they lack creativity.
I think there are three playoff teams that showed you that example. The Titans, the Ravens, and the Niners all showed you in different ways that the run game can be innovative. I mean, obviously the Ravens did it in a completely different way with a one-of-a-kind guy at quarterback, right? The Titans were a little bit more conventional. And I don't mean that as necessarily a knock on Derrick Henry or Mike Vrabel or what they were able to do, but I think, you know, you've seen run games like that before. You go back 10, 15 years or so and say, oh, I could see that offense in, you know, 2005 or whatever. But you look at that San Francisco game, and there is so much that team has done as an organization, as a front office. Remember when they fleeced the Bears, right? And you had all these headlines back and forth about that Mitch Trubisky trade and the draft to get up and get your guy. That was with Lynch and the San Francisco 49ers. They have identified a way to play football that takes advantage of the size they've got up front, both offensively and defensively, but offensively specifically. And they've learned to push around little linebackers who were drafted and signed to guard tight ends in space, to go try and neutralize guys like Travis Kelce or something. That's, yeah. And they found a way to do it and make themselves dynamic while they're doing it.
They demoralized the Packers defense. And you could see it. There was a point where you just knew all those sideline shots and looking at the how unanimated the conversations were, between guys on the sideline.
They were dead.
And you have, maybe a rookie head coach who learned that the size of the moment might have been a little more than,
yeah.
than he was ready for. There might be some of that in there too. A young rookie, a 37-year-old head coach.
Right. Who did not get the best game out of his all-time quarterback,
nope.
I thought. I mean,
nope.
that the interception at the end of the half was a really poorly thrown football. And one that I don't, that guy doesn't make that throw all that often.
And when you can talk about the front seven and the holes that are opened there, and they were. But when you don't have guys flying downhill, I'm wondering about that, too. I know Adrian Amos, who is a run supporter,
came out of
the game with an injury. But it was happening before he came out. The guys just weren't there in time. And I don't know if this is a distance thing, because I haven't looked at all 22s to see how far off the ball they were, but it just looked like there were guys not in the play quickly enough.
You are correct. I was looking at the inside edge numbers. Raheem Mostert had, it's 120 at the half, right? 120-something rushing yards at the half. 106 of those yards were before contact. Mm-hmm. He didn't get touched. At all. I mean, there were 3rd-and-8 conversions with the run game. The 49ers, I was looking at this too. The 49ers on first down passed twice all day. 2 times. That's it. And you talk about a head coach who is not only a terrific play caller and play designer, but that is a head coach in Shanahan that understands to coach the game in front of him. That understands the coach, the personnel in front of him, and understands that just because you're getting 8 to 12 yards on the ground with Raheem Mostert doesn't mean that you have to go away for getting 8 to 12 yards on the ground with Raheem Mostert. It is not cheating to continue to go with what's working. We talked about this with the Bears all season long. It is not cheating to keep doing the thing that works. You don't have to keep spreading the offense around and trying to prove that you're able to succeed in all facets of your offensive game. You can just keep doing the thing that works.
He plays it like Madden, right? He plays it like very disciplined
that
Madden
corner
players.
Post route kind of thing.
And I don't
keep
play
on chucking.
Madden, but I go back to in television, and I know if I can pick up 5 yards, 4 yards on literally every single offensive play with no risk,
yep.
I'm going to do that because I desperately want to win the game.
Yep, and he does. He desperately wants to win, and they did. Meanwhile, we got to get to the Patrick Mahomes thing because we have there is greatness in the NFL, and it's embodied by that guy.
Scoreboard update.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey,
Kevin.
How are all of our weekends?
Good. It was a good weekend.
Good. I spent mine at a Hampton Inn in Darien.
That sounds like a great weekend to me.
Just how you draw it up.
That's a getaway, Kevin. I will tell you. You're looking for, really, really chilling out, getting away, experiencing the exotic. The Hampton Inn near the Darien Sportsplex and up there
in Burr
Ridge.
Did you go to Chuck's?
We did not go to Chuck's.
You should have gone to Chuck's.
Let me tell you this, though. For the I'm Fat podcast, I know Jay's not here today. It so happens that between the Darien Sportsplex and the Burr Ridge Hampton Inn, on that frontage road is a place called Del Rey's Chicken Basket. And it was sort of a bucket list thing, and we haphazardly put it together, and we ended up with a team dinner at the Chicken Basket. It was a thing.
Was it more of a basket list thing?
A basket list, yes. It was. So next up, somehow, White Fence Farm has got to be on there. Because
Chicken Corridor, right?
At the moment, I can't take sides in the great South Suburb chicken war because I've only had one. I can't have an opinion until I've had the other. That was how my weekend went.
That sounds better than all of our other teams.
All of them put together.
Dan Bernstein and Patrick Mahomes had the best weekend out of everybody.
I didn't say it was exotic.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they host Maryland at 6 o'clock p.m. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. We have a Super Bowl. It will be the Chiefs taking on the 49ers. First, yesterday, Patrick Mahomes put on a show in a 35-24 Chiefs win over the Titans. Mahomes threw for 3 touchdowns, ran for another first time Chiefs have made the Super Bowl in 50 years. Last night, San Francisco dominated Green Bay 37-20, the final from Santa Clara. Jimmy Garoppolo only had to throw the ball 8 times. Raheem Mostert, 220 yards on the ground and 4 touchdowns. Super Bowl 54 between the Chiefs and the Niners, February 2nd in Miami. Last night in hockey, the Hawks won their 5th game in a row. They beat the Jets 5-2. Goals from Nylander, Gustafsson, Kampf, Saad, and Kubalik. And Patrick Kane reached 1,000 career points. He assisted Saad's goal in the third. The Hawks are off tonight. They try to make it 6 in a row tomorrow. AHL yesterday, the Ice Hogs blanked the Wolves 2-0. And in the NBA today, the Bulls have a matchup with the best team in the league. They head north to take on the Bucks. We'll have pregame starting at 3:45 this afternoon here on The Score. I'm Kevin Zpack, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is a radio.com sports station.
Hey, I'm Josh. I just scored such an amazing deal at Sprint. A brand new iPad Gen 7 completely on them. All I had to do was add unlimited data for $25 per month. Can you believe it? A new iPad on Sprint. I'm so stoked to watch all my favorite shows on it. Visit your local Sprint store now through January 26th to learn more.
iPad 7 Gen 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months credit. Applied in the two bills requires new line of cancel early remaining balance due tax due at sale plan. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
I'm blessed to be in a great situation with a lot of great football players and coaches around me. I think that's the biggest thing is from day one, I've been accepted to go out there and be who I am. And my teammates, they've responded by being great every single day. And so for me, like I said, I've been put in a great situation and I just try to maximize it every single day.
The unique voice of Patrick Mahomes.
Every time he talks, I just want him to cough. I need just cough. Clear it out, man. Something
oh, you hear
stuck
something
in there.
Sort of glottal
yeah,
back there?
Something
yeah.
Stuck in there, and it's stopping him from getting his true voice. And just give it a good, you know, hit the cough button, let one rip, and then talk. Like Barry White as soon as he coughs.
No, that's his.